Yes, and it's that time now for the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. Happy Thursday, Sunny.
Sporty World Cup greetings, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand two African teams are trying to keep their World Cup hopes alive this evening.
Kim, Ghana and Algeria are both hoping to join African champion Nigeria in the World Cup's round of 16 Thursday evening as action continues at football's premier event in Brazil. Our VOA World Cup fans will remember two African teams have never before advanced to the knockout stages at the same World Cup. The Black Stars of Ghana are going against Portugal in Brasilia, the Brazilian capital. And after that match, the Desert Foxes of Algeria will play Russia in the southern Brazilian city of Curitiba. Our African football guru, David Legg, thinks the Algerians have a better chance of reaching the knockout stages than the Ghanaians. David will tell us about that shortly. The Ghanaians and the Portuguese currently have 1 point each, putting them 3 points behind top-of-the-table Germany and the USA, who are playing each other at this hour in the northeastern Brazilian city of Recife. Now, Ghana went into the match against Portugal after some team turmoil. Midfielders Sule Muntari and Kevin Prince-Boateng were suspended after they clashed with head coach James Kwesi Appiah and a Ghana Football Association official. The suspensions came after the GFA said it solved a dispute over player appearance fees. The GFA says Boateng was suspended after what it describes as vulgar verbal insults targeted at head coach Appiah during a training session earlier this week. And the GFA says Muntari was suspended after an unprovoked physical attack on GFA official Moses Arma. In terms of advancing this evening, Ghana must beat Portugal and then hope the result of the Germany-USA match goes their way. Well, our friend in Lagos, Segun Dot on the Spot Adeyemi, will have reaction to Nigeria reaching the World Cup's round of 16. But first, more World Cup disciplinary action. World football's governing body, FIFA, has banned Uruguayan star Luis Suarez from the sport for 4 months for biting Italian defender Giorgio Chiellini during a World Cup match. In addition, Suarez received a 9-match international suspension, as we hear now from FIFA spokeswoman Delia Fischer in Rio de Janeiro.
Luis Suarez is suspended for 9 matches and banned for 4 months from any football-related activity. The FIFA Disciplinary Committee has reached a decision in the case related to Luis Suarez of Uruguay following an incident that occurred during the FIFA World Cup match between Italy and Uruguay played on 24th June 2014. The FIFA Disciplinary Committee has decided that the player Luis Suarez is regarded as having breached Article 48, paragraph 1 of the FIFA Disciplinary Code and Article 57 of the FIFA Disciplinary Code, which is an act of unsporting behavior towards another player. The player Luis Suarez is to be suspended for 9 official matches. The first match of this suspension is to be served in the upcoming FIFA World Cup fixture between Colombia and Uruguay on 28 June 2014. The player Luis Suarez is ordered to pay a fine in the amount of 100,000 Swiss francs. The decision was notified to the player and the Uruguayan FA this morning. And here a quote from the chairman of the FIFA Disciplinary Committee, Claudio Sulzer. Such behavior cannot be tolerated on any football pitch, and in particular, not at the FIFA World Cup, when the eyes of millions of people are on the stars on the field.
FIFA spokeswoman Delia Fischer announcing the 4-month ban for Uruguayan star Luis Suarez on Thursday in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Nigeria football fans are celebrating the advance of their national team, the Super Eagles, to the World Cup's round of 16. Even though the Super Eagles lost Wednesday to Argentina 3-2, they still moved on to the second round for the first time in 16 years. Our friend in Lagos, Segun Dot on the Spot Adeyemi, tells us more about the reaction in Africa's most populous country.
Spontaneous celebrations broke out across this soccer-loving nation shortly after the last Group F match on Wednesday. Fans who watched the match live on television celebrated as if the Nigerian team had beaten Argentina. Yes, Nigeria lost 3-2 to Argentina, but the Super Eagles advanced thanks to Bosnia's 3-1 defeat of Iran, as well as the 4 points that Nigeria received from its draw against Iran and the victory over Bosnia in the previous group matches. But the celebrations were tempered by the bomb explosion at a popular shopping mall in the Nigerian capital city, Abuja, that left 21 people dead and 17 injured. That tragedy pushed the news of Nigeria's second-round qualification off the newspaper headlines today, Thursday. But the papers still managed to give some prominence to the good news from Brazil. Nigeria qualified for second round, Babatunde out, was the promo headline on the front page of the Punch newspaper, referring to Super Eagles midfielder Babatunde Michael, who has been ruled out of the rest of the tournament by injury. Eagles to play France on Monday was how the Nation newspaper reported the story in reference to the second round opponent of the Super Eagles. Eagles qualified for round of 16 to meet France. In the Tribune, Nigeria, first African nation to qualify for World Cup second round in this day, and FIFA World Cup, Nigeria makes second round despite defeat. In the Daily Trust, where some of the other newspaper headlines. Despite the euphoria over Nigeria's qualification for the second round, some fans are saying they will only celebrate if and when Nigeria advances to the quarterfinals by beating France. They say since Nigeria previously reached the second round at the 1994 World Cup in the United States and the 1998 World Cup in France, only an improvement on that performance will be a reason to celebrate. For the sunny side of sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos. Put your flags up in the
sky, Hi, this is Sonny Young of the Sunny Side of Sports. Visit voafootball.com for live updates on the World Cup in Brazil. The site is optimized for your mobile phone or tablet and will bring you the latest scores, stats, photos, and videos. And everything can be shared with your friends from your mobile device to Facebook and Twitter. World Cup nonstop at voafootball.com. I mentioned Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Joining us once again from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Good evening, Sunny, and good evening to all the football lovers around the continent. Voice of
America. David, let's give a Voice of America shout-out for the Desert Foxes of Algeria. They beat South Korea 4-2, their first World Cup victory since 1982, and they are in position to possibly advance to the round of 16. How about some analysis?
Yes, Sonny, the position with Algeria is straightforward, up to a point in that if they beat Russia, they will definitely qualify for the second round. If they draw with Russia, they could be pipped by South Korea, but I think that's a long shot. I personally feel if they get a draw with Russia, they will still make it. And Sonny, that result, Algeria 4, South Korea 2, just emphasizes what a funny old game football is. In the last World Cup in South Africa, Algeria played 3 matches and they failed to score a single goal. They conceded 2 in defeats by Slovenia and also the United States. Voice of America! And here we have the same Desert Foxes scoring 4 goals, including 3 in the space of 11 minutes during the first half. Slimani, then Halish, and then Jabu. So it was 3-0 at halftime. The South Koreans came out firing in the second half, reduced the arrears, but then in the 62nd minute, Brahimi made it 4-1, and I certainly felt at that stage that was it. The South Koreans did get a second goal, but the Desert Foxes emerged worthy winners. And it was great, Sonny, to see them coming forward. It was hard to believe that this was the same country that found goals so elusive 4 years ago. But now they were scoring them one after the other. The South Koreans just did not know what hit them during the second half of the opening half of the match. And with Belgium beating Russia 1-0 in the other match, the Belgians are through. They've got 6 points from their two games. Algeria have got 3 points, and then Russia and South Korea have got one each. And I must say, Sonny, neither Russia nor South Korea have impressed me. I watched their 1-1 draw, and to me it was one of the least memorable games of a generally memorable tournament so far. Russia, really, with their population, they've got such a tradition in football. I was expecting a lot more, and I hope that I don't live to regret my words when they face the Algerians. But, Sonny, you've got to say the Algerians have got, what, at least a 60% chance of making it. A draw will probably be enough, a victory, and they are certainly through. And that will be tremendous for the whole North African region.
David, Algeria's head coach, Vahid Halihadzic, is ready for a little song and dance if his team makes history later Thursday and reaches the second round of the World Cup for the first time. Halihadzic is promising to show off his moves if the Desert Foxes beat Russia. Halihadzic, the Algerian coach, says the match will be won if his players continue to believe in themselves. He says, and I quote, "Now it is the heart and the head which will make the difference. We have got those qualities, but now we have to try and pull off this historic exploit." The Algerian coach was asked how he would celebrate Algeria's success should they beat the Russians. He says, "Listen, we can't get too far ahead of ourselves, but if we are victorious, afterwards I can dance, I can sing in an Algerian way, I can do everything." So we say, go Desert Foxes. We'll see if they can join Nigeria in the World Cup's round of 16. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports.